All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today's show is about the Three Kings of the Blues. This is actually Three Kings Part 2. I did Part 1 a couple 3 months ago. But we just heard from three songs from the legendary B.B. King himself. Maybe he's the king of the three kings, the king of kings. He's the best well-known of the three. And next we're going to do Mr. Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball himself. I love Freddie King. Very big man, very aggressive style, a style very unique. Like I said before, the three kings all play the blues, but they sound absolutely nothing alike. And that's what I think is very cool about them. Let's get right into Mr. Freddie King right here. He played a Gibson 335, a Gibson 345. And here's a song of his called Me and My Guitar. There is Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball. Freddie King, was he born September 3rd, Gilmer, Texas. Where is Gilmer, Texas? I think it's east of Dallas and southwest of Texarkana. So, kind of, I guess, what, northeast Texas, I would suppose you would call that. And as you know, most guys in the blues, he wanted to go up to Chicago and record with Chess Records. He got with Chess Records, and he was rejected by Chess Records on more than one occasion. With that being said, he still played in their studio a few times, backing certain artists who wanted them to play, wanted him to play on their record. So that shows he was respected. Maybe he just didn't fit in the Chess, the scene they had. They had a very unique sound, and Freddie was different. You know, Freddie, he had that Chicago-style blues, but he mixed that Texas blues with it. And he was a big man, and everything in Texas is bigger, and everything in Texas is better. Maybe he was too big of a personality for those guys at Chess Records. But, you know, it worked out better because then, you know, he had to go find his own sound. He played the local clubs, made a name for himself, and now he's one of the three kings of the blues. I think that's just great. Let's hear some more. Freddie King, have you ever loved a woman?
Have you ever loved a woman? So much you tremble in pain.
Mr. Freddie King, have you ever loved a woman? That right there is some deep blues. Listen to those lyrics right there. That's what it's all about. That's what the blues is all about. That's what Freddie King is all about. And you know, Freddie King, it's really unfortunate that he only lived to 42 years old. But like all the other blues guys, he toured a lot. He played over 300 shows a year for his entire career. And he pretty much played right up to the end. The road took its toll on him. He only lived to be 42 years old, but you know, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think when it was at 2012, I believe it was, by ZZ Top. You know, he was a Texas guy, and he was inducted by some Texas musicians right there. I think that's very good right there. I also like the fact they call him the Texas Cannonball. Big man, big voice, big guitar, played through a big amplifier, and he is one of the Three Kings. Let's hear another BB. Oh, excuse me. Freddie King song. Here's The Stumble. There's The Stumble by Mr. Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball. And, you know, he's well known for doing instrumentals. That's an instrumental song right there. And his most famous, of course, is Hideaway. But it really shows his musicianship. You know, he just didn't play down in dirty blues. He really took the time to put together some really good arrangements, very good, tasty guitar licks, and threw some really mean saxophone in that song, which I love the saxophone in it. But hey, don't go away. We got more to come. We have the third of the Three Kings coming up next, Mr. Albert King himself. I believe he was the Velvet Bulldozer. Hey, don't go away. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.